From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The 20 finalists for the National Book Awards were announced today in St. Paul, Minnesota. For the first time in the award's 55-year history, all five of the fiction finalists are women. In the nonfiction category, the 9/11 Commission report is among the nominees. Minnesota Public Radio's Greta Cunningham reports.
This is not the first time a federal government report has been nominated for a National Book Award. In 1973, the report on the prison uprising at the Attica Correctional Facility in upstate New York was one of the award finalists. The executive director of the National Book Foundation, Harold Augenbraum, says in his opinion the 9/11 Commission report has some literary value. He points to the fact that the commissioners work with a copy editor from the publisher, W.W. Norton.
But the 9/11 Commission itself did all the writing, worked on the editing, sent it to the printer, and all of this, literally, had the final product was sent down to the printer 5 days before it was scheduled to come out in the bookstores.
The four other nominees in the nonfiction category range from a book about George Washington crossing the Delaware to the influence of William Shakespeare. This year's nominees in the fiction category are Shara Shunley Bynum, Christine Schutt, Joan Silber, Lily Tuck, and Kate Walbert. Again, the National Book Foundation's Harold Augenbraum.
One thinks of the great American writers as male in many cases, but I mean the fact that women could dominate the category is interesting in itself, and the fact that they're all from New York is also an interesting thing and completely unexpected.
To show that the National Book Awards are not just a New York publishing event, the names of the finalists for the first time were announced outside of New York City in St. Paul, Minnesota. Prairie Home Companion host and novelist Garrison Keillor announced the finalists this morning.
This award may be all the push that you need to really put your career up over the ridge and make the dean of the college pick up the phone and invite you to lunch.
In addition to the nominees in fiction and nonfiction, Keillor announced five nominees in poetry. They included Donald Justice for his collected poems. The nomination is bittersweet because the poet died just 2 months ago. There are also five nominees for young people's literature. The finalists include a book about transgender issues and another featuring a boy who invents a religion with a new god, the town's water tower. The winners will be announced November 17th in New York City by Garrison Keillor.
I enjoy watching other people attempt to be cool when, in fact, you can see the veins beating on the sides of their necks and their temples, and they're perspiring lightly.
If it were him, Keillor says, he would be nauseous. For NPR News, I'm Greta Cunningham in St. Paul.